Ben Connor, Director of Policy.
U.S. Wheat Associates and NOG have taken some action in terms of making it clear what you need for trade. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, so we recently, or yesterday, submitted comments in response to a request from the administration on causes of trade deficits. And, you know, I'm not an economist, so didn't want to weigh in on things like, you know, savings and investments and things like that that economists debate about what, you know, what contributes to trade balance. But we know that there are a bunch of policy issues that are affecting the amount of wheat that we export. And so we decided to focus on the countries that they requested where there are trade deficits and say, okay, what's happening in those countries that might be restricting the amount of wheat that we're able to sell over there.
Okay, Ben, can you go over some of those for us in summary?
Yeah, so the number one example is China, really, and it's China has significant barriers on trade in wheat, and of course they've maintained significant trade deficits, or I guess China has a trade surplus with the United States, and so this is something that we've been active on for years now, and it resulted in the U.S. government taking WTO cases against China last year on their policies on tariff rate quotas, which the way that they're administering their imports is keeping out a lot of U.S. wheat on their domestic subsidies, which means that there's overproduction of wheat in China. So that's the biggest example. There's also issues in Brazil and a number of other countries that we pointed out are restricting trade and therefore the amount of dollars that are coming back to the U.S. and to our farmers.
And do you feel like this is a good opportunity to get your point across? Was this good that the administration wanted to hear from you guys?
Yeah, I mean, this is... They're looking for comments on things like that and different places. So we also submitted a more detailed submission for USTR, the Trade Representative's Office national trade estimate that they do every year. And so this request was, I guess, complementary to that one. But you know, it's certainly been a big part of this administration is talking about trade deficits, and so we wanted to point out, okay, here's some areas that they could work on where wheat farmers could benefit, and it could also potentially have some effect on the trade deficit to our benefit.
Okay, with the loss of TPP, is that a significant loss, or do you see that as now a way to get, you know, more bilateral agreements?
Frankly, it was a big loss, and it was a big opportunity for us to expand trade in that region where U.S. wheat's very competitive. If those countries go ahead and finish TPP without the United States, then potentially that could mean more advantages for Canadian and Australian wheat that make us less competitive against them, and we're going to lose sales as a result. So, yeah, I think it's a pretty big loss for us. There's opportunities with bilateral agreements, but that's going to take a lot of time. We already spent a lot of time on TPP, so yeah, it was disappointing to see that fail, and hopefully we can just put that behind us and move forward with other opportunities and expand trade that way.
The new Ag Secretary, Sonny Perdue, is reported to be making an announcement this afternoon of creating a position for an Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Relations. Do you see that as a positive step?
Yeah, it's certainly an opportunity to push trade to the front of the agenda. And that's one of the reasons why the position was created, to make sure that there is full focus on trade from an undersecretary, you know, at the undersecretary level at USDA. And so if we have a strong advocate for trade and for opening markets in that position, I think that could certainly be a good thing for farmers.
Anything you want to quantify in terms of potential trade, lost trade, kind of any numbers you'd like to share to kind of paint the picture even more detailed?
Well, I'll go back to the China example. You know, we did econometric studies showing that if China were to comply with the WTO commitments, that would add $700 million almost in revenue to wheat farmers. And you know, just in for comparison, China is required to allow almost 10 million tons of wheat to enter their market every year. They're currently allowing about 2 million tons. That's in a region where the U.S. is very competitive. Now, we're not exporting, our total exports are less than 30 million tons. So that would, if we had a new source of demand in that region at that level, that could be a really big impact for wheat farmers.
Is that the future? In other words, for American wheat farmers to continue to thrive or to thrive again, is that what's needed? Is that the missing piece?
It's certainly a part of it. I mean, you know, the U.S. is, you know, is a, you know, wealthy, developed country, and you know, there's certainly room to grow in wheat consumption, but the real rapid growth is going to be in these developing countries, countries with expanding populations. That's where the future for consumption demand is. So if we're talking about investments and research and things like that to, you know, expand the amount of wheat, the competitiveness of wheat compared to other crops, we need a market for that, and those markets are going to be overseas.